House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will step aside from Democratic leadership but keep her seat in the new Congress. In 2007,
it's now my privilege to present the gavel of the United States House of Representatives to the first woman speaker in our history, the gentlelady from California, Nancy Pelosi.
15 years later,
for what purpose does the gentlewoman from California seek recognition?
As we gather here, we stand on sacred ground, the chamber of the United States House of Representatives, the heart of American democracy.
For nearly 20 years, Pelosi has been in Democratic leadership in that chamber.
My friends, no matter what title you all, my colleagues, have bestowed upon me, Speaker, Leader, Whip, there is no greater official honor for me than to stand on this floor and to speak for the people of San Francisco.
And she will keep doing that, but as a rank and file member.
I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress.
One where Republicans will be in the majority.
For me, the hour's come for a new generation.
Pelosi is 82, as is number 3 House Democrat Jim Clyburn. Top Deputy Steny Hoyer is 83, and not long after Pelosi's speech said he too will stay in Congress but step down from leadership. Clyburn has said he wants to keep a leadership spot, but also looks forward to helping the new generation, specifically noting the trio of Hakeem Jeffries, Catherine Clark, and Pete Aguilar. For Pelosi, it's all a moment of reflection.
When I first came to the floor at 6 years old, never would I have thought that someday I would go from homemaker to House Speaker.
In President Biden's words, the most consequential speaker in American history. Sagar Meghani, Washington.